Good morning, good people. It is 18th October 2020. We celebrate the Mission Sunday on this 29th Sunday of the Ordinary Time. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 45 verses 1, 4 to 6. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 1 to 5 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 22 verse 15 to 21. On a Sunday morning, a pig and a chicken went on a walk together near a church. They read a board on the church informing of the Mission Sunday program. A menu of the food items was displayed for raising money for the mission. It read, "Hams and eggs will be sold." The chicken remarked to the pig, "See, even we are helping in the mission of the church." The pig commented, "Yes, truly, we are, but yours is only a contribution, mine is a sacrifice." Yes, it is a day we need to contribute materially and generously, but from our sacrifice during this most challenging pandemic time. We are all here on a mission. There is no one around here without mission. The church is on a mission to bring all people closer to God. Our mission is to acknowledge the love of the Father, the sacrifice of the Son, and the sanctification of the Holy Spirit through our charity and mercy. Being loved by God inspires us to be the missionary disciples. We have received much from God freely, and so it is our turn to share. "Freely you have received, freely give." Matthew 10 verse 8. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am, send me.'" Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. Joshua carried out the mission God entrusted to him. The prophet Samuel was sent on a mission. God helped the prophet Isaiah to succeed in the mission. Barnabas and Paul were chosen by the apostles to embark them on a mission. Mary, our mother, ready to be completely at the service of God's will at her mission. In his message for World Mission Day 2020, His Holiness Pope Francis teaches us, quote, "Mission is a free and conscious response to God's call. Yet we discern this call only when we have a personal relationship of love with Jesus present in the church. Understanding what God is saying to us at this time of pandemic represents a challenge for the church's mission. Illness, suffering, fear, isolation challenges us as a church. The poverty of those who die alone, the abandoned, those who have lost their jobs and income, the homeless, and those who lack food challenge us. Being forced to observe social distancing and to stay at home invites us to rediscover that we need social relationships as well as our communal relationship with God. God continues to look for those whom He can send forth into the world and to the nations to bear witness to His love, His deliverance from sin and death, His liberation from evil." Unquote. The Second Vatican Council teaches us, "Without the Creator, the creature vanishes." Gaudium et Spes number 36. The Catechism inspires us, "God created everything for man, but man in turn was created to serve and love God and to offer all creation back to Him." Catechism para 358. In the first reading, God invited the king Cyrus on a mission to build a temple for God's people under captivity. To serve God, we do not need to know God personally. The moment we are entrusted with the mission by God, we are already known, anointed, and loved by God. In the second reading, St. Paul strengthens the Christian community in Thessalonica in their faith commitment, reminding the power of the Holy Spirit in reaching out the others. God loves you that you have been chosen, because when we brought the good news to you, it came to you not only as words, but as the power and the Holy Spirit and as utter conviction. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. The responsorial psalm praises, "Give the Lord glory and power." Psalm 96 verse 7. Mahatma Gandhi used to say, "My life is my message." The mission needs the message, not in words alone, but in action and sincerity. Our presence and the person are the mission today. The way we relate, recreate, rediscover the avenues of love is the mission we all are expected to present during this pandemic. Our personal communing with God is so vital for the mission. We cannot discern the Spirit of God without being in our prayer. Our actions and active apostolates cannot replace the appointments with God. It is time to be grateful for those missionaries who sacrifice their families, friends, relatives, lives and homeland for the sake of the mission. Let us remember those missionaries, priests, nuns, brothers, pastoral agents in a special way during our Eucharistic celebration. God still counts on us to continue the mission of mercy, love and forgiveness to all people. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought together to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John chapter 17 verse 23. In the gospel, Jesus highlights the importance of mission by being responsible to the state and God or the church. Jesus clarifies who has the right to receive. "Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They wanted a political discussion with Jesus to trap him, as he pointed out the hostility and hypocrisy of them. Jesus, seeing the coin, encouraged them to respect the image and inscription, and inviting them to offer themselves to God, who has no image and impression. Our allegiance to God must not ignore the adherence to the ruler of the country we reside in. We are the leaven of the world who are entrusted with the mandate of making disciples of all nations. The authentic mission is being a responsible citizen of a country and the kingdom of God. We are invited to commit our lives concretely in the social issues as well as the spiritual struggles. As the world tries its best to keep God out of our lives so subtly, Jesus reminds our mission to pay what belongs to God is the mission of every believer. We all need to rekindle, rediscover our missions entrusted by Christ by the virtue of the sacrament of baptism. Let us not remain complacent amidst the pain and loss during the pandemic. Rather, to remind ourselves that together we all can do more for the country, the church, and the people around us. May our every effort be the missionary approach in reaching out to the people. We are called to respond in a crisis. In serving God as our primary duty, let us not forget our duty towards the country we belong, and the rulers we need to obey is the mission we are called to display. By constantly discerning our mission according to the need of the hour, we are called to dispense it with the discreet and decency. May you have a lovely day to be a missionary in the way we are, and we can be in our families, communities, in our country. And may God bless each one of you. Have a lovely day.